Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Michael Long, and he is with Tier 4 Group. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Wade. Pleasure to be with you today.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Tier 4 Group. How do you serve folks?
Yes, thank you. Tier 4 Group is a woman-owned technology services and solutions organization, and we're located here in Atlanta, Georgia. We occupy four main pillars of operation, and they are IT talent, which is direct hire, contractors, project staffing, and retained search, professional services, which, for example, does things like IT spend audit, cloud readiness assessment for organizations, application rationalization, and infrastructure assessment. Those are examples of what the professional services team can do. We have a cybersecurity practice, which the main criteria of that is to identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover all related cybersecurity incidents and issues for clients of all sizes and shapes. And the final one is our advisory service and CIO service, which is what we're spending most of our time today on. And all these practices operate on a national reach. So very exciting. And we're a growing company in Atlanta, and we're a sister company to Tier 4 Advisors as well.
Now, I went to your website, and there's a big pop-up that comes up. It says, learn about the Technology Advisory Partnership Program, TAP. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, certainly. I was proud enough to put this together. We launched TAP in March of this year, and unfortunately, it was also the same time as the COVID pandemic also seemed to launch as well. So the timing was disappointing, obviously, because IT organizations had priorities other than TAP at that moment in time, and tried to rescue their own operation, making sure they could production was adequate and people could work from home. So obviously we have to contend with that as well. We didn't change anything. We still progressed. We still moved forward. We still had client conversations, et cetera. And as you said, Wade, TAP stands for Technology Advisory Partnership Program, which provides trusted advice and strategic IT guidance from experienced and respected executives, which help clients achieve impartial IT decision-making. So we have expertise on staff. They've been CIOs and VPs for many corporations within the US, and they're now bringing that expertise to clients. TAP is itself an annual membership program that supports the immediate need for on-point decision-making, identifying strategies to drive innovation, and to meet IT challenges in today's evolving business climate. As we said, things are changing. COVID had a major impact on IT organizations and businesses. So this is what we thought paved the way for Tier 4 Group and TAP service offering. We know there's other opportunities out there, but we do believe the TAP program is ideal for organizations of all sizes and shapes.
Now, is that thought leadership coming from the Tier 4 folks, or is that the whole community gets to share what their best practices are in their individual companies?
Right now, all the IT advisors would be Tier 4. We have people on staff which have the capabilities and the experience and knowledge to deliver what I just said around strategy and tactical IT for clients of all sizes and shapes and in all verticals. If we ever needed additional people. We have a database. We know people from our experience who we can bring on board as well to do this work if we grow, because obviously we're on a national scale. We need to be available in all the states if applicable. So we do currently provide it by Tier 4, but we also have available expertise and knowledge outside of Tier 4.
Now, is this thought leadership only available to Tier 4 clients, or is this kind of maybe a way for prospective clients to maybe build a relationship with you guys?
Good question, Wade. And we're targeting both Tier 4 clients who've used Tier 4 in the past, and also expanding our reach by trying to reach out to new clients with the TAP program. We do believe it's a very viable solution. So we have what we call regional presidents. They're spread throughout the United States, and they all have regions within the state, and they're using their contacts, clients, to expand the TAP program where appropriate. And obviously, I would attend any calls, any meetings that a client may have interest in learning more.
Now, the Tier 4 clients, are they primarily CIOs, chief information officers, or chief technology officers? Like, which part of the organization do you spend most of your time?
Yes, it's a good question, and it depends on the size. We are our initial target audience and the head of the client's IT organization would be the CIO or CTO. We could also work with IT directors. It depends on the scale or size of the organization, because this is applicable to all organizations, irrespective of size, irrespective of the IT organization size and the revenue of the company. So predominantly our lead is with the heads of IT, whether they're CIOs, CTOs, or VPs. That's our initial approach. What we do... speak to IT directors and managers as well, because they know firsthand what's going on in the organization, and they can push you up the chain if they feel it's applicable as well. So we speak to who we need to speak to. We have some great relationships, and so we're not saying it's for CIOs only or VPs only. It's applicable to any organization and any size.
Now, for Tier 4, is your sweet spot enterprise-level organizations, or now with this TAP offering, you're kind of expanding that to maybe smaller companies?
Yes. We designed it around enterprise organizations. Because of myself, I've been the CIO on three occasions, so I brought that expertise and knowledge to the table, and we designed this program around a CIO's requirements and what he may be looking for within a 12-month cycle. But we've expanded it upon that because we didn't want to just make it a CIO or an enterprise. So we are in discussions with small to medium-sized businesses and enterprises, both national and international. So it's really a very open platform, Wade. We've aimed it to be the sweet spot for an IT organization, no matter where they are in their strategy or in their roadmap. It's applicable if you're beginning the transformation, or it's also applicable if you're well into transformation and you need assistance or guidance to get you over the finishing line. So we really it's an open market for us in terms of who we talk to, what size of organization, and whether that's a VP or a CIO or a manager. We really don't care.
So now, if an organization is about to embark on a transformation, or maybe they're having some trouble with their own transformation that they're in process right now, Tier 4 can help them. Is that where the pain that they're having typically is, where they engage with Tier 4?
Yes, that's one of the things we bring to the table. We've got ex-CIOs and VPs who have been there, seen this done correctly, seen it done wrong. So within it, within an organization, if they're going through a transformation and they're hitting some blocks, whether it's due to IT or it's business or it's a combination of both, we can come in and we can provide that advice and guidance, work with the CIO. We're not dictating what the CIO does. We're there as a collaborative. We're there to work with the CIO or head of IT. It's his agenda that is driving our relationship. So if he feels pain in certain parts of his organization, we can step in and help and provide assistance and guidance, take on a leadership role. If it's an organizational issue or if it's a business issue, we can negotiate and talk to the business people, get them back on board. Whether it's a projects that are going overspend or not meeting their requirements, we can bring those back in line with our knowledge and experience. So we really are open-minded. We want this to be the client's agenda. We're not dictating what the agenda should be. We give them a wide scope of our expertise and knowledge, and we feel, based on their 12-month cycle, what they want to achieve within that 12 months.
Now, can you share with the listeners maybe some symptoms of some there might be trouble ahead? What are some clues that an organization might be having some problems, that there could be something, you know, danger ahead that they may not be seeing? Do you have some, maybe based on your experience, some clues of, hey, this might be an opportunity, maybe you need fresh eyes on this?
Yes, exactly. And I said, there's no one magic bullet here. Obviously, clients have different reasons for failure. They have different reasons why things are not going according to plan. So there's no magic thing. But what we've seen and what we can see from an organization, if IT programs are not properly aligned to the PMO or governance policies and processes, that's a good indicator. Failure to implement innovative solutions and technological advancements that enable the business agility. So if there's pressure coming from the business within IT that they feel they're falling behind or they feel their IT is not keeping abreast of the business, we can see that sometimes as a major issue. Lack of technology integration across the business is another area where you can see pain points within an organization. And we like to see improving technology spending models. Well, what we're trying to see is we're not seeing budgets being cut, but we are seeing organizations wanting to manage their IT budgets better. So I think we can, if your spending's out of control, we can see areas where we can make savings or stop the bleeding. So obviously the big one is also eroding business confidence in IT to support the business objectives. That's where we used to get the shadow IT come from, because the business people were moving at a pace and they felt their IT organization was not keeping up or was not advising appropriately. So if we see any of those types of issues or processes that are not being met, that's where maybe an independent advisor, an IT advisor, could come in and help the CIO and his team bring those things back on track.
Now, can you share a story maybe where a company had a challenge and that Tier 4 was able to help them maybe get through it and take that company to the next level?
Yeah, there's numerous ones. I think obviously we've seen over the past several months with the COVID thing, lots of companies have been reassessing their technology and their roadmap and vision, and in some cases, some organizations come to a conclusion that what they had, they felt was appropriate, but once the problems came about with COVID and the rapid expansion of working from home and technology flexibility and vendors' responsibility and how they support them, that came across very well. Some clients were very shocked that they didn't feel they had the right technology on board. So we came in there and looked at their technology stack, looked at their their implementation of their infrastructure. We recognized opportunities to bring in vendors who could bring them on board, and by consolidating their vendors as well. So we've seen people have too many vendors. We could consolidate that by bringing in maybe one vendor who could do multiple things. So it was like one throat to choke. We could reduce the costs, which was important. And also we had rapid response. So these vendors who we've identified and we've worked with over many, many years can come to the table quickly. They can find solutions quickly and they can implement quickly. So I think those were the things we've been doing over the past several months, Wade, where we've been helping organizations get back on track, keep constant, keep production live and going, and looking at how we bring the strategy together in terms of vendors and technology, and when they move to the cloud and their transformation. So we brought in those new tactical things as well as looking at strategic things.
Now, if somebody wanted to get more information about TAP and or the Tier 4 group, is there a website?
Yes, there is. If you go to tier4group.com, once you're there, you'll see a banner for professional services, and you'll see, once you hit that, it will drop down and you can see TAP, and there's a nice little PDF where you can look at what we do, what we've done, etc., and that will give you a good insight. And then what we are doing, then we're asking clients if they see some interest, we can do a 30-minute call just to go over exactly what we believe we could offer, how it would work, and see which membership is appropriate for them.
And that's tier4group.com.
Yeah, tier four, the number four. group.com.
That's TIER, the number four, group.com. Michael, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
It was a pleasure. And if anybody needs anything, we're here. Hopefully we can provide you the quality of service you need.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you again for sharing your story. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.